You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, we'll ask what the highly influential sci-fi series means to you.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. This week, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wrote an opinion piece calling on the UW system to diversify the political stances of invited speakers.
Robert Menser joins us now for the details of this and other top stories from the week. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Veronica, thanks.
So I want to start out with an opinion piece from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that he thinks the UW system should diversify its invited speakers, the people that it has to come to address the public and students. What did that piece say? What's he getting at?
Yes, so Voss published this op-ed on the conservative opinion site Right Wisconsin, and what he says is that his office tracked the speakers invited by the state's four-year UW campuses by the amount spent and by, quote, the person's possible ideology. And so having done this analysis, he shares that they found less than a handful of conservatives, and they didn't release any of the data, so I guess we have to trust him on that. It could be true. There certainly is a case that in general, college campuses and young people in general lean to the left, and there have been a lot of sort of high profile cases from around the country, not so much in Wisconsin, where students organize protests of conservative speakers or shout them down in the middle of their speeches or whatever. And so this, in a sense, seems to be Voss's response to that happening kind of in the air and saying that that UW should stand up for the free market of ideas. The problem, or the place where it sort of goes off the rails, is this idea of tracking the person's possible ideology. What he mentions, Michael Sam, the first openly gay NFL player, who was paid to speak at the UW lacrosse. And I mean, I guess you could say that it's a liberal cause in some sense, the right of an athlete to be open about his sexuality. But I mean, it also seems like a very good, interesting speaker for a university that has sponsors athletics and so on. So it's a little weird, and it possibly is. It makes me at least a little skeptical of what this really shows. I would like to see these lists. It's an interesting topic, but I would just like to know more about what he's actually getting at.
Well, and towards the end of the piece, he seemed to be getting at maybe a bigger point that he felt that there was an overemphasis on what he calls political correctness at universities and a stifling of some kinds of speech in favor of others.
Absolutely, yeah. The quote towards the top, perhaps what could be most worrisome about going to college these days, Voss wrote, is the plague of political correctness that creates an environment that ends up stifling free speech and potentially damaging the minds of tomorrow. And of course, listen, it's important to probably note that that this comes at the same time that the UW system leaders have requested a budget increase of $42 million in the next biennial budget. Voss and other Assembly Republicans sort of unveiled their legislative priorities for the next session, and you can kind of see the machinery getting to work on budget work. And so, I mean, what it speaks to most of all, I think, is the gulf between sort of how UW system leaders see themselves and how they're viewed by conservative politicians.
That charge of political correctness is also a major talking point of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Do you read any kind of support for some of that same agenda here from Speaker Voss, or is it just happenstance?
I mean, I think it's a big part of the conservative movement generally, right? I mean, like I said, it's not made up out of whole cloth. There really have been these incidents of conservative speakers at college campuses getting shouted down. To some extent, the political correctness is a useful tool for conservative politicians as well. And, I think we do want to, it makes sense to me, it feels like we do want a marketplace of ideas, and universities should serve that function. I just wonder how, how some of these things are classified and how were they necessarily like even all that partisan, what might have been categorized as liberal speakers.
Well, sticking with the state's Republicans right now, also this week, Speaker Voss and Assembly Republicans released their legislative agenda. What were the main highlights?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, the, probably one of the most interesting things that stands out is a proposal to put a laptop or tablet in the hands of every student in Wisconsin by high school freshmen. And this would represent a move forward and an investment in technology and in the education system. That's interesting. Certainly, the Assembly Republicans, you know, roads are always a big one, right? Paying for the filling the transportation deficit is always big. Assembly Republicans have been more open than sometimes Republicans in the Senate, and much more than Governor Walker, to the concept of, you know, new revenues, taxes to pay for those road fixes. So that's part of it. And one I like, here's one. They're going to look at legislation to allow driverless cars on Wisconsin roads. So maybe that'll happen.
And also, a right to try bill was one that caught my eye.
Yeah, indeed. They unveiled a whole bunch of things. So the right to try is those with terminal illnesses who would get easier access to experimental treatments. And that certainly, I mean, that could be beneficial. And who knows? It's a roadmap. We'll see what all makes its way into actual legislation.
And when do we expect Democrats to get their agenda out there?
The Democrats, well, I mean, I think that they are focusing on trying to gain ground in the election if they can. They'll certainly want to make their views known in the budget process, and often as a minority party, that happens through by unveiling a shadow proposal, a counter proposal. But I bet that's next year.
We're talking with Rob Menser right now, storytelling editor for USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And on Tuesday, Governor Scott Walker's office announced a new contract negotiated with AT&T to expand the BadgerNet Converge network. And this may mean some savings. Tell us about that, Rob.
Yeah, so here's a piece of good news. This is the statewide internet infrastructure that serves school districts in all 72 counties, and also government buildings and some other, like community centers or other public places. And it's expensive, but it's a big deal. It provides access to a lot of, to the high-speed internet and other technology things for schools. So right now, what we have, the network we have, costs $25.3 million a year for a bandwidth of 90 gigabytes per second. The new contract will cost less, cost $17.3 million a year, and will increase bandwidth by something like 4.5 times. It'll be up to 408 gigabytes of bandwidth. So that's an upgrade. That's a good thing.
And lastly, Rob, yesterday there was some news about Planned Parenthood and legal fees. What's the latest on that story?
Yeah, so we talked about the abortion restrictions that were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in June. And on Thursday, the Wisconsin Department of Justice agreed to pay $1.6 million in the legal costs incurred by Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union and other plaintiffs who successfully challenged that law. It comes on the heels of similar agreements in North Carolina, Missouri, Alabama. So all the states that had similar laws, the laws were like these admitting privileges laws that applied to abortion providers and no one else. That was what was struck down. And so the taxpayer is stuck with a bill of $1.6 million in Wisconsin for the challenges to those laws.
And do you think that this issue is going to come up in court again, or do you think it's settled for at least a little while?
Well, so this came about after I sort of listed off all those states, and what happened was a bunch of states were passing new abortion restrictions. I think the anti-abortion movement saw it as a way to try to challenge the legal status quo, and so that legal part certainly did hit a legal wall there. What's interesting is politically, I don't know whether there's any impact on the political situation. It's obvious obviously in the political self-interest of Republican politicians to be seen as doing everything they can to fight abortions. I don't get the sense that there are a lot of people in the anti-abortion movement who say, well, it just wasn't worth it for $1.6 million. So, I think it's just it speaks to how divided we are on the question. And I think that there are a lot of people who would say it was worth that money to try to see if they could get these new restrictions in.
Rob, thanks a lot for talking today.
Thank you.
That was Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And he joins us every Friday to talk about the top Wisconsin stories from the week.